All right, it's that time. You could lead off.
Oh, do I? To Dwayne Wade, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is really a simple deal. Look, Dwayne Wade didn't stand at attention for the Canadian national anthem, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf refused to stand for the American national anthem. I didn't have a problem with that, even all the way back when I was basically a child. Because of his, you know, Islamic beliefs, he had issue with how the U.S. government oppressed people, and to honor them, it went against what he believed in. I honestly think that's fine. By the way, the NBA suspended him for that, which I think deserves a...
What are you doing?
I don't know, about 20 years later.
You're right on time with that.
But peaceful protest is one of the founding principles of free speech in the U.S., and if you don't want to stand for an anthem, then do your thing. I don't really care. It's why I have no problem with protesting political rallies, why I think it's dangerous that Trump has said he wants to criminalize it. The problem here is that Dwayne Wade decided to shoot hoops during the anthem. So he had no agenda other than to be annoying. Did those extra 3 jumpers you took really help you out that much, Dwayne? You couldn't join your teammates and stand in a line while someone lived out their dream of singing in front of you? I guess I can ask Wade simply, do you stand in that dumb line for the American anthem? Yes? Then stand in the dumb line for the Canadian one, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To NBA Coach of the Year Steve Kerr, I ask.
What are you doing?
One of the more accomplished NBA people ever, with 5 rings as a player, 1 as a coach, and maybe a second. But at the end of the first half, leading the series 2-1, trailing the game on the road, Draymond Green is hit with his 3rd foul. It was just over 3 minutes left. At the time, no way to know what Curry was about to do. How the hell do you not pull such a critical player? And it almost bit him on the next trip down the floor. Not sure if it was a brain lock or heat of the moment, but maybe it's on his assistants to inform him of foul trouble or timeouts. But how are you leaving Draymond Green in there for the final 3 minutes of the half with 3 fouls, as we ask?
What are you doing?
To the Portland Pirates, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Portland Pirates are an AHL hockey team in Portland, Maine. Well, they were in Portland, Maine, until they were sold last week to a private ownership group that has informed the city of Portland and the people who run the Cross Insurance Arena that they will be moving the franchise to Springfield, Mass, as soon as the sale is approved by the NHL. Here's the deal, though. The Pirates are a huge draw in Portland, Maine. It's the hottest ticket in town. So much so that the people of Portland, Maine, in 2013, decided to help finance improvements to the Cross Insurance Arena to the tune of $33 million. All $33 million of which came directly out of the taxpayer pockets. Nothing from the team or the AHL or the NHL. This is just another case of why people who live in cities who agree to foot most of the bill for these big new stadiums to get a pro sports franchise, well, they're morons. The owners are literally billionaires. They could pay for several of these stadiums, and yet they force taxpayers to give up money that should be going to education or literally anything else, but instead go to the home of a team that statistically will bring them very little joy. Now, the people of Portland have a really expensive empty arena. So to the Portland Pirates, I ask.
What are you doing?
Gruesome. To Don Majewski, Cubs fan, I ask.
What are you doing?
Dude was a sanitation worker, then became a carpenter. Apparently he had accumulated a little over $200,000, and he took it all out. And, well, he did keep a promise to his wife he would sleep on it. He lives in Chicago, took the money, headed to the MGM Grand in Vegas, and put it on the Cubs to win the World Series, all $200,000. I tweeted out the story earlier, complete with a picture of the ticket. He got 3-1, so if they broke the curse, he'd cash it in for $800,000. And then the story came out that it was a hoax, that the picture was doctored. So I'm like, this is kind of double-barreled. So how much of an idiot do you have to be to risk your life savings on the Cubs in the baseball World Series? And how much of an idiot do you have to be to make it up? What are you going to gain, as we ask?
What are you doing?
Yeah, MGM Grand was basically like, we will take a bet this big, but this one's not real.
Not that one.
Yeah, we're looking at this thing right now, and that is fake. To the people of McKinney, Texas, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is apparently a hot-button issue for me today. The people of McKinney, Texas agreed to fund a stadium, too. Everything's bigger in Texas, including football, and including the money they're willing to pay for a stadium. For the people of McKinney, Texas, have decided in their infinite wisdom to pay $62.8 million to build a new football stadium for McKinney High School. It is the most expensive stadium in the country by about $300,000. Guess where number two and number three stadiums are in terms of money, Steve? Allen, Texas, and Katy, Texas. This is another one of those frustrating deals. Like, we all sit here and know this isn't the best use of $62.8 million, but there's nothing we can do to get it through these people's heads that this isn't a good idea. Like, they're set in their views. They don't see education as important as football, and there's nothing we can do to change that. So we're stuck in our, like, Mike Judge idiocracy world where we're funding teenage concussions instead of science buildings. Yeah, so well, I am depressed.
I am depressed.
To McKinney, Texas, I ask.
What are you doing?
Finally, to Bryce Harper, Nats outfielder, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm still a fan. We had this chat for months about the curmudgeons who just can't get out of the black and white era, the world, and understand the world 20-somethings grow up in. Different environment, different rules, what's acceptable, not, social media, under the constant 24/7, 365 spotlight, people jealous of money, fame, fortune, lots of it. You have a thought, a reaction, a bad moment, it goes viral. But he was insane last night. His teammate got called out on a sort of high strike that might have been in there at the letters. Not him. He's pissed from an earlier call, gets tossed from the dugout, then comes back on the field. Then his team wins in a walk-off. They won the game. And while everybody's dogpiling and celebrating, you can see him visibly cuss out the ref again. That's a no-no. It is a total D-bag move, as we ask.
What are you doing?
He was very angry.
He does not. He would be the worst duck ever. Nothing rolls off him.
Yeah, you gotta look at the video of him yelling at the ump as they're celebrating.
F you. It's like he can't decide. He's like the split personality.